Now that John has done such a good job of giving you guidance for creating this special state of awareness, the question is, how do you apply this state? How do you take it beyond the meditation cushion and meditation room and make use of it in daily life? What does it mean to talk about meditation in action? Obviously, if you jump up off the cushion and immediately go to make a phone call, that would not be meditation in action. So I think a first challenge is, at the end of a stated period of meditation, how do you make the transition back into ordinary life and ordinary awareness? So I think that those are special moments in which to try to remain conscious, to see if you can take some of that state away from that session and carry it through the transition period out of the meditation session. There are some particular activities in which I think it is useful to practice cultivating mindfulness in the meditative state. One is in doing some kind of neutral, repetitive activity. And I think an excellent example is washing dishes. I'm a little hesitant to say this because it's always been kind of a secret of mine that I really enjoy washing dishes. And sometimes when I'm at someone else's house and have been fed dinner, I'll volunteer to do the dishes, and so I fulfill my obligation. But really, it's something I get a great deal of enjoyment out of. And I think for me, the act of washing dishes has always been the most enjoyable form of housework because it provides an opportunity for a meditative state. There's not a great deal of danger in washing dishes, but in order to do it well, I think doing it mindfully is a good idea. I live in the desert in southern Arizona, so one of the things I'm mindful about is not wasting water. But I want to do the job efficiently. I want to do it as quickly as possible, at the same time being thorough. The motions that I use of my hands, the posture that I'm in when I'm standing at the sink, looking to make sure that I've cleaned the dish well, placing it carefully in a rack. You know, all of these actions are actions that can be done mindfully. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're not doing anything else while you're washing dishes. There could be music on, somebody could be engaging you in conversation, but the central focus is on the act of washing the dishes and doing the job well. And I think if I had my preferences, it would be to focus entirely on that and not on anything else. I think that's an excellent opportunity. It's something that comes up regularly in daily life where you can practice bringing the kind of awareness that you began to cultivate in a formal meditation session and apply it in action. And I'm sure if you think about it, you can find many other activities like that that you do on a regular basis that you will do better if you do them with full attention, awareness, and mindfulness, and that provide you with opportunities for carrying that state of consciousness through. Now, when I'm talking about doing dishes mindfully, let me explain what I mean. For me, the trigger for the meditative state is attending to my breath. So when I concentrate on my breath, I now tend, through habit, automatically to drop into that state which I cultivate on the cushion in my sitting practice. I may use a few moments of concentrating on my breath as the entry into the state of mindfulness, and then proceed to wash the dishes. And then while washing dishes, I may, from time to time, attend to my breath. That, for me, is the connection with the space of meditation, with the space of centered awareness. So sometimes I may be attending to both. I may be paying attention to the dish and at the same time paying attention to my breath. Sometimes I may go back and forth. But I think that's what I use as the signal, as the reminder that I have one foot in this realm of meditative space. So I think the key there is concentration on the breath. That works for me. For other people, it might be concentration on a mantra, it might be concentration on a body sensation. But I think it's useful to have some trigger, some activator, some reminder of that experience, that that's a good way to bring it into other situations. Another one that's a bit more challenging is driving. And I think if you look at the way you learn to drive, you can see some of the application of this state of consciousness. When you begin to drive, the process is far from smooth. It's jerky, it's difficult, and the reason is that your conscious mind is constantly monitoring and trying to correct things. As you acquire the driving skills, a lot of the actions become unconscious. They're transferred into the unconscious compartment, and yet at any moment you can take them over as a conscious act. So in a way, it's analogous to the way we breathe, that we can breathe unconsciously or consciously. It can shift back and forth. Driving is considerably more dangerous than washing dishes, and it presents many more challenges to throwing us off center. I mean, think of what happens if a rude driver cuts you off or does something to you that you consider thoughtless or directed at you. I mean, that's a common situation in which to feel angry and out of anger to change your driving in a way to respond to that. So there is a perfect opportunity right there not to react. There are also many real challenges that come up in driving that require immediate decisions and corrective actions. And this all goes on the interface of consciousness and unconsciousness. So, of course, it would be a mistake to go into any kind of trance-like state while driving. And I think that's one reason why many meditation tapes, breathing tapes, tapes of music designed to produce altered states of consciousness recommend that you not listen to them while you drive. But on the other hand, I think that experimenting while driving, remaining in a state of full attention, full alertness, centeredness, being aware of all the things that enter the field of consciousness and maneuvering through that field skillfully presents us with an excellent opportunity to learn to carry mindfulness meditation into action. For me, that means that part of my attention, or from time to time, my attention is on my breathing, it's on the sensation of the steering wheel on my hands, or my feet on the pedals, or my back against the seat, as well as attending to all the information that's coming from my eyes and ears, the sensation of motion, and so forth. So I use those sensations as anchors to keep me connected to a mindful state as I am moving through space and time and paying attention to all of the things that come up in the course of driving that I have to attend to in order to drive well.